There are roughly 1.6 million Americans living in Mexico. About 200,000 of them have done the paperwork. The rest are living on expired tourist permits, repeated border runs, or nothing at all. That makes Americans the single largest undocumented population in Mexico. And almost nobody talks about it that way. The car crossing makes it easy. Nobody stamps you out heading south. The FMM tourist card is technically required but rarely enforced in Baja. The rent is cheap and the whole thing feels consequence-free. For a lot of people it is, most of the time. But that's not the same as being fine. Here's what undocumented status actually costs you. First, if you have any kind of run-in with police, you're dealing with Mexico's well-documented corruption problem from the worst possible position. You can't prove you have a right to be here. In a place where officers sometimes seek informal payments, that's not a negotiating position. It's an invitation. Second, your lease is basically unenforceable. Mexican civil law technically protects all tenants regardless of status. In practice, a landlord who wants to raise your rent by 60% or keep your deposit knows you're not going to file a complaint that requires explaining your immigration situation to a Mexican official. Some landlords use this. I've seen it happen. Third, if INM actually finds you, you're looking at fines, possible detention, and potentially a re-entry ban. The enforcement odds favor you right now because Mexico's immigration apparatus is focused on Central and South American migrants, not Americans in beach condos. That's a policy priority, not a permanent situation. The residency system has real problems. The income thresholds, about $4,400 a month to qualify for temporary residency, price out a lot of people who moved here because they couldn't afford American rents. That's a legitimate issue. It's also not a reason to just ignore the system entirely. And then there's the irony. The same political movement currently demanding that the United States deport every undocumented immigrant produces a meaningful chunk of the Americans living undocumented in Mexico. The reason they give is always the same: California is too expensive. That's also the most common reason undocumented Mexican workers give for being in the United States. The difference is that Americans in Mexico rarely have to face the consequences that come with unauthorized presence in someone else's country. At least not yet.